Hello, welcome to the Girl and Duck podcast. I'm Jen Storer, acclaimed children's book author and chief inspirationalist. That's not a term I made up. At girlandduck.com, creative writing, creative life. At Girl and Duck, I take you on a journey from exploring the art of kidlit creation right through to mastering the art of kidlit creation. To find out more about the courses and products that I offer, pop over to the website. You're bound to find inspiration and support and something to absolutely love over there. That's www.girlandduck.com. But in the meantime, stick around because we've got lots to talk about. Hello on the podcast. I was speaking to another writer this morning and we were just sort of shooting the breeze and talking about this, that and the other thing. And I said that, you know, in my years of being around other writers and mentoring and coaching and all that sort of stuff, one of the things that I reckon is that how you do writing is how you do life, or how you do life is how you do writing. You can flip it around. But, yeah, how you do writing is how you do life. And because... Well, one of the reasons that I sort of came up with that little saying is because I've noticed that there are people who don't like setting goals or it doesn't come naturally to them, and there are people who are real goal setters. And my theory, and test it if you like, dear listener, is that pantsers don't like setting goals. Okay, so if you're a person who likes to fly by the seat of your pants and write organically, my theory is that you probably live your life a lot like that, and that you like to sort of wing it through your life as well. You like to go with the flow. You like to explore the detours. You're open to variety, and you don't try to impose too much structure onto your daily living or onto your long-term visions. Which you may have, but you sort of hold them lightly. So that's one theory. And then the other theory is that if you are a plotter, that you're probably a goal setter as well in life, in everyday life. And so a plotter likes to have things laid out. They like to have the steps out in front of them. They like a framework that they can rely on and depend on. And they will use that in their life to achieve and to achieve things. They will like to visualize what they want to achieve. And they will make plans on how to get to that place. And they will actually often, you know, really chunk it down to little steps and literally write it all out. And when it comes to writing, they do the same sort of thing. They plot in advance. They think about lots of technical side, you know, how many words do I want to get written and what context do I want them to write them. Sometimes I'll even come up with chapter lengths. I say even because that is such a foreign thing to me as an organic author. I would never even, you know, I just don't even, it just, I wouldn't be able to do it. Like, I wouldn't be able to do it because I write organically. But I also write in the other way. So I've been around long enough, I've been doing this long enough to have experimented with all the different ways of writing. And I've got that 5 ways to write a book. It's a free mini course on my website where you can hear me talk more, you know, in more detail about that and how I arrived at my own way of writing, which I call the Swedish chef way of writing. A little bit of this and a little bit of that. You know, the old guy off Sesame Street, ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo. So I will plot for a while and then pants for a while and then plot for a while and then pants for a while. So that's my preferred way of writing now. But I have, you know, I've used the plotting technique before, mainly because I've had to. So, you know, I've been contracted to do something and the publisher will be asking for a lot of stuff in advance to see synopses of all chapters and layouts of how it's all going to work and blah, blah, blah. So I've had to discipline myself to plot in advance. And it was kind of cool. Like, I got to say, I enjoyed it and I enjoyed the writing. I enjoyed the reassurance of having that framework there, Still not my preferred way to write, but I did enjoy it and I really saw the benefits of it. And I suppose the thing I want to say is that it's open. All these ways of writing are open to us all. We don't need to just dedicate ourselves to one way of writing. We can experiment and we can learn and we can learn to work with other approaches. It doesn't have to be either or. This takes time and it takes some confidence. So at the beginning of your writing adventure, I would be very keen to tell you or to advise you to find what works best for you at this stage and not try to do all the different things. So if you're naturally writing organically, then stick with that for a while, at least until you finish one book and get that whole experience under your belt, because it's so important to write an entire book before, you know, you really start to feel some sort of confidence. I think two of the main challenges of writing a book are the middle and the end. And if you haven't experienced the middle and the end, you haven't created the middle and the end in context, then you haven't quite gone through the rites of passage that are so important when you're starting out. If you naturally want to plot, on the other hand, if you feel called to doing that, then work in that way and embrace that way and allow yourself to learn while using the framework that feels the most comfortable for you. But further on, as you're going along, feel free to experiment. You know, you don't have to wear the badge. You know, I am a pantser and it'll never change. You know, you can chop and change and you can be the Swedish chef as well. And you can find out your own way of writing too. It might be different from all the ways that I've learned, you know, pantsing, plotting, Swedish chef, hummingbird, which is, you know, grabbing lots of disparate information and marrying it all together at the end, or your way, you know, the way that you feel comfortable with and the way that one particular story might be demanding that you work. Different stories have different demands and place different demands on us as creators and writers and organizers of information, because that's what we're doing too, aren't we? I think that's why creative writing is so challenging, and because it calls on so many different skills, you know, from the lateral right down to the micro, and we're jumping between all those different ways of looking at the information and creating the information, creating the text. We're jumping between all that. So yeah, short one today, guys. Just wanted to run that by you. How you do writing is how you do life. Test the theory. See how it relates to your life. I could be wrong. I've been wrong before. Have a great day and a great evening, or whatever it is, wherever you are in this great big turning world. And I'll see you again soon. Bye. Thanks for hanging out with me today. If you want more ducky goodness, pop over to the website www.girlandduck.com, or you can find me on Instagram at Jen E. Storer, J-E-N-E-S-T-O-R-E-R. Bye for now.